That's right. I forgot. Ready for the World is from Flint, Michigan. Yeah, I forgot all about that. Melvin Riley, lead singer of Ready for the World, is on the phone. Hey, Melvin.
Hello, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you calling from Flint?
I'm actually calling. Well, I don't live in the city, but I live right outside the city of Flint, Michigan.
And you're and outside of the city of Flint, Michigan, is still affected by the contaminated water?
Well, no, actually not. We actually are on a different water system. But at the same time, you know, you have loved ones and you have friends that are in the city, so you are spiritually affected by it. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
How are your people?
My people are, well, I would say the city of Flint is outraged by the deception of, not stopping it before it got so bad. You know, and I believe that the decision to move to the Flint water system from the beginning was the wrong move, and now we're where we are right now.
To save money, right?
How exactly are people surviving?
Well, I think people are surviving well. I think they've adjusted to the love that's come from the government as far as the water supply. And, you know, people pull together at a time when things get rough. And I think that, everybody's just taking care of everybody.
Are there things being done that we're not hearing about? And a lot of people who are frustrated listening around the country to this show want to know what they can do.
Well, I think that everyone can just continue to give their support, their prayers.
How do we do? But how do we support? And I mean, I understand the prayer part, but how can we support you?
Well, I think the thing is to raise funds. You know, there was an independent company that came in that initially found out that they did have an issue with the water. And I was told that everyone came in, they did it for free. And there's like a $180,000 bill that accumulated from them coming in. Mark Edwards from Virginia Tech came in, did a study. And these people worked, students and everyone worked, and it came to a bill of about $180,000. So I think things like that, where people are trying to intrinsically do something for the city, you know, you have to take care of these people that came in on their own free will, as well as, you know, the bottled water, because the water is the issue. So, I mean, the more water that people don't have to bathe in, and I think at a certain point it's going to get better, but right now we just have to pour in with foundational money as well as water.
Oh. Melvin Riley.
And I think another perception, and there was something I had wanted to address when you were saying there's something that we don't know. You know, I think the city of Flint is outraged by the misrepresentation. You know, it's been so many years where people would say so many negative things about the city of Flint. Flint has had some great people come out of here. We've had, you know, beautiful neighborhoods, and then you, like any other city, you've got your great neighborhoods, and then you've got your beautiful neighborhoods. So Flint is not so much different than most of the cities in America, with the difference being this water issue. But, you know, I think the people, the water issue is maybe standing out
more.
Is
it affecting the beautiful neighborhoods, though, the water issue?
Well, it depends, because anything that's on the Flint water system, whether you're in the Miller Road mansions or the other side, because there are prominent areas as well, if you're on that Flint water system, you are affected, you know, by that water. But, the city of Flint's been misrepresented with all the negativity through the years, and I just want to put that out there that, hey, Flint has a lot of great things.
All right. And Melvin Riley, Ready for the World. Yeah. I forgot y'all were from Flint, Michigan. Yeah, my man.
Does he still have that curl in the middle of his head? That's what I used to love. A little curl.